Hi everybody, we're here again, and it's warm, so maybe you're all nurturing an ice cube or something, or sitting on top of an ice cube, or having a good time next to an air conditioner if you're real warm. And let's talk about self-empowerment here. So what, basically, the clearings on what we have on the website help you to have a better life. And it gets rid of the blocked DNA that you have stored inside of your body, which is being brought up by either you viewing things around you or somebody talking to you. And that will key and give you trigger points and key your DNA in your body so you can respond to that. Now, if you don't have any response to anything, that means that that particular situation, issue, lesson, experience will not mean anything to you. So that's where you want to be, is to be in the observation mode without a lot of curiosity, just being able to view and observe things in your life without being connected to it. Because once you get energetically connected, then all of your thoughts of your ancestors come flying towards you, which you know nothing about typically, and you're now down a path of duality, and you'll have duality till you have that energy cleared away from you. And most people don't know enough to have it cleared, so they are continuously having and striving to get rid of something that keeps haunting them. So if that's happened to you, we have many clearings, so we can discuss some of those tonight if you want to maybe call in or put something at clsquestions@yahoo.com or go on the fast chat, and we'll just see what comes up tonight. So, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody. Here we are again on Station 1, Wednesday. It's the 15th of August already, 2012. And if you would like to call in, the numbers are under the play button for Station 1 on the BBSRadio.com website on Ron's Station Lightship page. So I'll read those out. The toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, try area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. So, today's date is August 15th. Ron, there are a couple of questions, but from what you were just saying about clearing out DNA, I'm going to read one that Michaela sent over earlier today about what you're asking. Oh, and we have a beep already, so we'll get to Michaela's question in just a sec. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
I have a big request, because ever since that Timeline Montauk thing, my computer and my phone line's been screwed up. Can Ron bring, I guess, I don't know if anybody else is having the same problem. Since the Timeline crashed, I sort of feel like everything is off balance right now electrically.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just me, maybe.
Well, let's see if anybody else feels that way. So we'll wait a little bit, Pauline. Maybe you can call in or check the boxes here, the chat box, and maybe call in at 15, and we'll just see if anybody else
I can't even get you on the fast chat right now.
Okay.
I keep resetting my computer and nothing's happening. I can't even do clearings on my computer anymore.
So your computer has died completely?
Yeah, I mean, totally. As if like I got a new... You know how I think once we had something where everybody was complaining, maybe it's just me, I don't know why, it's like, it's as if my, whatever, I know my vibration personally didn't change, but I think I might be, hope I'm not still at the wrong timeline. I even did the cording clearing, and I don't know if I felt the shift, but I fell asleep during that call. So,
yeah,
I'm positive what happened. I just felt something changed in me, and I'm like, not sure if I'm in the wrong place.
Okay. Well, do all the be here now stuff.
I can't. My computer doesn't work at all. I can't.
No, I mean the ones without the computer. You know, the finger exercise. And commanding yourself, your spirit, and your body to be here.
Okay.
And then I will read stuff out from the fast chat. And if we're getting a bunch of people with the same situation, call back. Okay.
Okay, I won't be able to hear you because I can't listen to on the computer at all.
Oh, are you listening on the phone? Do you need that number?
Yeah, actually, they didn't have it connected, so that's what I'm saying. My phone is. It says people are listening, but I don't know if anybody else is having the same problem I'm having.
Okay, well, there are people on the fast chat, so...
Okay, I'm going to try to call in on the call-in line to see if I can hear the show again. I mean, it wasn't coming on for me. That's why I was concerned. I still have the same problem for days now since the run through the crashings for me that time.
Yeah, my computer's been getting very, very hot because we're having such a heat wave here in California. So I've been turning my computer off several times a day to let it cool down.
Let me try to connect on the phone access line, and then I'll call back later. Hopefully somebody besides me having a problem.
And I'm sure BBS is listening, so... if there's any trouble with that line, they'll be fixing it right now. So, Ian, you have that number, the 760 number?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. Well, call back in a little bit if you need to, Pauline.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. All right. So, let's see. I'm going to read Michaela's question out. Since that relates to what you were talking about at the top of the show, Ron, about DNA. And she's saying, she said today she purchased the 7th generation emotional body clearing. And she's asking, in order to clear my emotional body, do I need to purchase the remaining generations 8 through 49?
Oh, okay. What I would do first is let that one settle in. And just see how you feel after about a week. And see if you have any special triggered energies. So that's what I would do. Just wait about a week and see what happens. You might even want to timeline crash something if it's a situation. But I don't think a lot of people are doing... or going past the 7th generation ones. I know a few people have. They contacted me and mentioned that because they like doing it, and they feel relief. But I personally think that just the first one is the main one that's needed if you are choosing to do that. So, and that's only because you're more related to what happened probably, from the 1800s to now than you would be going back further, typically. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. One of the first questions that got typed in today, Ron, is from Mika, and Mika is asking, is there a Wednesday conference call on the Lightship? So do you want to just mention what you do on Wednesdays? You just had that call just a short while ago.
Yeah, we do the water charging for 7 containers of water. And that's the last part of the show. So we do the first half an hour is when we go to the light ship. You're still on the light ship throughout the next probably typically 40 minutes. But we do the water charging for water for each day of the week. And that's what we do on Wednesdays. So half an hour of light ship healing. that we talk about, and then from there we do water charging, which you're still doing physical healings up there for over an hour. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we had another question come in via email earlier in the week, and it's about aging and our spirits. And the question is, if our spirit is eternal, why do we age?
Ah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. A good question. You age because the body has DNA in it that's activated, and that's why you're aging. So remember all your thoughts of your ancestors. In fact, just ask somebody about what they think of aging. Or I think most people, when they're younger, maybe 15 to 20, for instance, those people are going maybe even from 10 to 20. Those people are going to think that they're invincible. And then as you get older, you have a little more common sense, maybe after 20. And then you may even regret what you did previously in your life if something happened to you because you were not, I won't use the word stupid, but, you know, if you had a little more knowledge under your belt, we'll say, you probably wouldn't have done stuff as crazily as you did when you're younger. But you still think you're probably going to be invincible. And then as you get older, maybe around 40, I'm guessing, maybe 40 to 60, then the stuff that you had troubles with when you're younger, or maybe you didn't, maybe you did a lot of sports and all of a sudden you hit about 40 and you wonder why your knees ache and your back hurts and things like this, and you may not relate it to playing sports or doing something, or let's just say like an auto mechanic, you know. A lot of the auto mechanics, as they get older, their backs hurt them a lot because they're always bending over. And so then you realize that maybe I shouldn't have done that career, you know, because I'm suffering now. So all that still stems from your DNA because it's programmed in you in this lifetime as a problem. And naturally, that same problem could be reoccurring from your past, from your ancestors. So all of a sudden, what you got in this lifetime that you experienced could have 100 of those lifetimes with back problems. You don't know about it, but now you got a back problem or maybe an ankle problem, knee problem or something, hip problem, and all these things are activated in you. And so then all of a sudden, maybe you hit the age of 60 and you really don't want to live too much longer because of the situations that you're dealing with. And maybe it's getting worse. And so typically, everything stems from the DNA in you, which creates the experience or the energetic experience, okay, of a situation. So when you have clearings, you can release a lot of that. Can't say it'll make you perfect, but it can help you out a lot. So basically, if you didn't have any of the DNA activated, then your body would not know that it's not, you know, a divine body that has limitations to it, and it would be probably perfect. So the blockages caused by your ancestors and ones that got put on you in this lifetime, which you chose to do, and that activated your DNA going back into the past, is what's causing your problems. And so, yes, your DNA, the blockages, is making your body so it will not be eternal. If you didn't have any DNA in you, you would feel wonderful. In fact, I'll turn it off on everybody if you want to experience what it's like to have your DNA turned off. So here we go, everybody. And I want you to think of that ache or pain or whatever you're dealing with, if you have that. And we'll see what happens. I myself don't have any pain, so it doesn't relate to me. But here we go. So I'm going to turn it off. I'll count to 10 to do so you actually feel your body kind of switching over to be in the now. Remember, when you're controlled by DNA, that's the past, okay? So the past is controlling your life. And if I turn it off, then all of a sudden there's no more past, and you may feel a lot better because now you're in the moment, typically. here we go. Turning it off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So get up, move around, and just see, you know, maybe you might feel lighter. Maybe something that bothered you all of a sudden just went away out of nowhere. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. And if you'd like to call in and tell us what you felt during this process, especially when I was counting down and how you feel now, if you do have a significant change, then please do so. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And then Romney has a question that I'm jumping forward to here. I'll go back to the others in a sec. That kind of relates to what you were saying about the aging thing. And he's asking, do the clones keep flipping out to older ones on timelines?
Well, that's a whole other bucket of worms. So the clone, you say, when you have a clone in you, it's run by the program and the experience from the last clone. So whatever that previous clone did is now transferred on to the next one. It's like handing the baton off, you know, the people who are running. So, so what's the question now, Carrie?
When they switch out in us, do we, the new ones, when we get the next one, are they older, I guess, than the one that we would just...
I don't know if the clones actually have an age to them. I think they're just a creation of you, according to the last clone. So...
you're saying we do our body does this aging while clone A is with us, and then clone B comes in, and whatever bit of us did some aging gets copied into clone B?
Yeah, it's kind of like it'd be like riding, you know, a bus or a train or subway or something, you know, and whatever is coming from the past going forward onto that train, whatever, you know, is happening as you're moving through time and you hit different junctions or different stations, we'll say. At that point, as you hit a different station and the train stops, then the next clone picks up where the last one left off. So it's not that the clone is going to be really any older, although it could look older. It's possible they could have. The only reason why it would look older or different is because when the aliens created your new clone every 10 minutes, so when the new one comes in, if they made a mistake, and then all of a sudden the new one is here and they didn't do quite a good enough job in the makeup room, and you may look older, and that could get passed on to the next clone, because remember, they're not going to really go back in time, you know. I imagine they could. It would be interesting if all of a sudden, you know, somebody wanted to play a joke and made you into a five-year-old, you know. They could do that by probably going back in the records, but that'd be kind of strange.
Very.
Somewhere, and all of a sudden, especially if they didn't create the clothing around you to equal the five-year-old, and all of a sudden you popped into this big suit, and you're sitting down with this big suit or dress on or something, you know?
Yeah, I was just thinking, none of your wardrobe would fit.
Yeah, so, but basically they just copy and paste the next clone in, but they got to recreate it. At least to my knowledge, they have to recreate it. That's because it's all different alien technologies. Unless maybe that the last alien race sells you, or sells them, I should say, you know, the replica of you, and then it just goes on for the same ride, but they're controlling the energy. That could be possible too. But typically, when I do the replica clone removal at the expo, people do physically change. And each time I take one out, they'll change. That's the reason, because another race is doing that. If it was just a copy and paste of an identical you, then it would not, you wouldn't change.
Yeah.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, I think we've had a couple. Do we have a caller on the line right now? Hi, is anybody there?
When I finally got on my computer, it went right back to when I first called you. It's like I'm 20 minutes or 15 minutes behind. Like, I'm hearing you guys from the very beginning of the show when I called. I heard myself call in, and I already hung up and everything. And, you know, it's really weird. I mean, Ron, is it my computer is cloned or something? I don't understand what's going on. This has never happened to me before. This is really strange.
You're stuck in a time loop.
Yeah.
Something is weird. I don't know. So it's just me, and they're not. I'm not even able to be empowered to even clear out my computer with the object clearing. I can't do anything. My computer is jammed, and when it does unstick, it's like, this is the first time I ever heard the show go back 20 minutes. Like I went back in time or something. I feel like I'm time traveling.
Yeah, you're younger than we are. You dropped 20 minutes.
Younger? I feel I don't want to be in Groundhog Day and going over my time over and over.
No.
That's really funny.
How Maybe you can do that thing, Ron, when you make the computer real. Maybe that will fix it.
Yeah, maybe that would help. I don't know.
Hey, here we go.
It's not me.
I'm going to take the clone of your computer out or computer clones out. One, two, there's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see what that does.
All right, I'll go and see what happens. But I think I'd better come on the clone call just in case I'm cloned. But I still remember to go on the website to do that. So at least my clones aren't stupid enough to forget about my clearings with the web with the creation light chip. Thank goodness I don't forget those. All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Pauline. So, Ron, we had a couple of people asking about the heat and a clearing for drought, and Joanne was wondering what we can do for the heat.
I would do timeline crashes.
Yeah.
That's what I would do on it, just to see if you could somehow get rid of the heat, the extra heat. That's probably the starting point.
And also, we can command our, I don't remember if we command our spirit to do this with our body or our body to do this, but I know you've told us we can command one of those two to lower our body temperature.
Yeah, we could do that now. So let's see if we have any callers also out there. Here we go. So one, two, we're going to lower your temperature a little bit if we can. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that seems to help you with that. As far as the drought, I would just say do timeline crashing to see if you can get the timelines of heat coming to your location or where you wanted to do the timeline crash on, because it might help out. Back to you, Gary.
All right. Raymond was asking for a sample of the soul family clearing, and there's kind of two versions of that. There's the one online, but then there's the more complete one that's part of the four-in-one. So maybe if you could explain those, Ron, what the difference is.
The one that's on the website is, I think, designed for a situation to maybe release you out of a certain part or situation that you're dealing with.
Contracts.
Yep, contracts and agreements, yeah. And the other one would be in the Form 1, which is where we get you out of the soul family.
So that one takes you completely out, whereas you're still in your soul family, and the online one you're just removed from all your contracts.
Yeah, that
is right.
Yep. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So maybe we could have. You can't really do a sample of getting us out of our whole soul family. We'd need to have the 4-in-1 clearing with you for that. Which, in case any of you aren't familiar with that, that's one of the very few that you have to do with Ron on the phone. It's not available online. But Ron, could you do a sample of a contract, clearing a contract, so we could maybe all think of somebody that we are pretty sure is in our soul family, and you could clear one of the contracts we have with them?
Sure, that sounds great, yeah. So think of something that some person that you're connected to, and they pull your strings all the time. Might even be a handler. And that's a whole other process here. But just think of somebody that you're heavily involved with, and it may not be what you want to do with that person or something, and they pull your strings. So here we go. Think of that situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see when you think of that person, how you're feeling about the energy between you and them. So back to you, Carrie. And hopefully somebody will call in about the clearing that we did a little bit earlier here about having the DNA turned off.
Oh, yeah. So phone numbers for that, if somebody could call in and tell us how you're feeling. U.S. and Canada toll-free is 888-627-6008. And then if you cannot come in that way, area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. Okay. Sharon is asking what clearings you would suggest for depression.
Well, we got a depression clearing.
Yeah, there's a whole life depression clearing.
Whole lifetime one. I don't think the depression clearing is what you need. I'm trying to see here. There's another issue that you need to work on before that. But I don't think the depression, you are depressed, you know, if you need that clearing. So being depressed is one thing, but what's causing the depression? So I think you need to go a little deeper and see what's going on to make that depression. What are you having trouble with dealing with, okay? So that's probably what I would look at is where are you in your life, and what's bothering you to make you depressed? Just think of something here, and I'll clear it. You know, depression could be from not working. It could be from just seeing people having a good time, and you can't do it yourself. Maybe you were a ballerina and now you can't do that because one of your ankles went out or something. And you see people doing it and you get depressed. So here we go. One, two, I'm going to take away that issue that you come up with. Three, oh man, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that helped to clear away the energy making depression. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And also, if you have identified the situation, Sharon, of course, timeline crashing is always good, so that if you're having this same situation happening all over the place on different timelines, you'll stop getting bleed through here if you can do lots of timeline crashes on it. So hopefully you know what it is, or you'll figure out soon what it is if you're not aware today of it, and you can timeline crash that. Let's see, what time is it? Okay, so Janice has an interesting clearing request that I don't ever remember seeing before. She says she saw something, I think, in a store recently, and it brought back some childhood fears of the Loch Ness Monster. So she's asking if you could clear that.
Here we go. So think of your favorite beast that scares you. Here we go. Whatever that is. When you see a movie. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So we'll see what that does. Back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm going to combine a couple of questions that we have from Betty and Brad about clones. Brad is, I think, a new listener, and he's wondering what we're talking about with this clone situation, and is it normal to be cloned? And Betty's asking, are clones like hitchhikers? Are they hitchhikers like entities are? So is everybody cloned? Is it normal to be cloned? And are they like hitchhikers?
No, they're not like hitchhikers. That would be entities that come into the body. Is everybody cloned? Yes. Uh-huh. That's why you lose your consciousness. You're cloned every 10 minutes. So that means that if you're not in the moment, then you were cloned probably maybe, at least maybe 3 to 4 times here since this program's been on, unless you're connected really strongly to the energy here, which means, if you need to, look back. In fact, just take note and start looking at yourself to make a note and figure in 10 minutes you'd be cloned. But you could be cloned in a minute or two. Depends when that 10 minutes of time started. But write something down on a piece of paper and make some notes on your awareness. And then check yourself in 10 minutes, and it will probably be different. And maybe you might have an itch in your body or something. Maybe you might feel, body, some type of body situation going on. And maybe 10 minutes after that, it goes away. So what caused it to begin with? Yeah, there's people that itch a lot. So all of a sudden a new clone comes in, and maybe the program is not there in the new clone to itch. So you feel better. So it's kind of hard to understand if you're a new time listener, but yes, everybody here is cloned. That's the way the unwanted universal travelers here, these Utes, are affecting you and controlling you. So nothing else I can really say on it. So yes, everybody here is cloned. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Brad, if you need some more explanation, just type it in, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. It's kind of a big subject. I know there are BBS shows that we did on clones, Ron, when you first kind of discovered that we all were cloned to this degree, but I don't remember what the dates are. If anybody listening knows, and you could type that into the fast chat here, then Brad, you could go and listen to one of the archives, the BBS show archives, and learn a little more that way, too. Janice is thanking you for that clearing, Ron, the Loch Ness Monster one, and she's saying, wow, I'm gagging, love to swim, or was told the Loch Ness Monster was going to get me. So, strong one there. And Sharon is thanking you for the depression situation clearing. She said that helped so much, slowly lifted out of me as you counted, and she's saying, should I crash more timelines on this issue? So Sharon obviously knows what it is, and she's been busily crashing timelines. And do you suggest that she do more of them, Ron? I'm not sure if you're talking, but I'm not hearing you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, you can get a lot of work done in a week on a timeline if you just stick with it.
So you're
and
suggesting,
remember,
yes, she should do more?
Yeah, I would probably do some more until you feel at peace. And for everybody else listening, what happens is when you have a timeline running, which you're on, remember, so the clones are one thing. So you're cloned out on many timelines. And the real you is somewhere in the beyondo. So you are a replica. And the replica of you, remember, if you watch the movie, what was it called? The one with the Bruce Willis.
Blade Runner?
No.
Oh, that one with the girl that had the outfit that was just kind of like orange tape all over her that she was falling around. It might have had the word five in the title. No, you're not.
That's another one. But this one, I think it was started with an S. It was Bruce Willis and his wife was in a house, and he was having his artificial body working.
I know the one you mean. I'm completely blank on the title.
Yeah, I'll get it.
It'll type it in.
Or somebody else may know about it. But anyway, that's kind of what it is. So you're out there replicated on timelines. This is why when you do timeline crashes, the parts of you that are out there living no longer will exist. And eventually, the real you can come back in here from being out on timelines. It's a very simple way to look at it. You know, you want the real you here, so otherwise the replicas will take over. So that's the way it works. And so as you do more timeline crashes, this is for even situations. Remember, if you have a sore toe and you do timeline crashes on it, you're getting rid of all these replicas that have sore toes. And they're resonating that back to you. So you're like, they're at the top of the funnel and you're at the bottom, and you're getting all this stuff dumped on you from what they're experiencing. And there's no reason to do that since you know about timeline crashing now. Before we had timeline crashing, and it's been up probably a couple of years now almost, you'll realize that the timeline crashing is very, 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 very good. That's about all I can say. Just do it. And just don't do it, you know, you just can't go into and do it once, think it's over. You may have to do it 100 times or more. And you will feel better afterward. You're going to feel like more of yourself, because each time you crash a timeline and the artificial intelligent body of you is no longer there, then that little part of your spirit gets saved, a little piece of you. It comes back to you. It has to come back to you because you're crashing the timeline. So you're bringing yourself back. And Surrogate, that's the name of the movie. So just watch that movie. And, you know, it just shows him being controlled by himself. But, you know, if the movie was out now and they listened to our radio programs, they would probably make the aliens there. You see an alien, you know, with the, maybe the headset on or whatever, whatever his wife was wearing to control the reality or whatever. And I think he did it too, but it's been a long time. But now it would be an alien there with a computer controlling you. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
All right. I think I heard a beep, Ron. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I have a question for Ron.
Sure, you're breaking up a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay. I guess my question, and this is kind of spontaneous here, but I wondered, and mostly my questions are about the extraterrestrials. I see them, and I have them come around me, and I know that they're involved with everyone. And I know that Ron would probably say, you know, drop into your, you know, live in the moment. That's one of your best forms of protection. But I would like to know if he has anything else that he could tell me that might assist me with that, and how I can stay focused and as clear as possible when I know that they are spending so much time with me.
Well, that's a good question. So the question would be then, how do you get them out of your life, I think? Maybe also, why are they there? If a timeline crash, you know, we have the alien attack page, which could help to release them from you. I'm trying to see here what they're doing to you or with you, and why they're with you. Let me see here. It might take about 10 seconds here or so.
Okay.
Okay. Somehow they. It looks like I see maybe some energetic connectors or tubes or IVs attached to you. I don't know if this is also being done physically on a ship, and or you know, the replicas of you are being done this way too. I don't know, but this is kind of what I'm seeing. So let me do a clearing for that, okay?
Okay, you said this was an ID?
Kind of looks like an IV. I'm seeing it could be energetic. I'm seeing, like, you know, the clear tubing being attached to different parts.
Okay.
Mainly the arms is what I'm seeing, okay? So here we go. Let's see if we can get that off you and get rid of the aliens that are doing that. And I don't know how long this would stay off you, but it'll be a start, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's some are releasing right now. Nine and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine and ten. Okay, how do you feel?
Well,
I think I do feel a little more relaxed, a little more open. I do have another question for you, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not really a question. I had a moment in time where I was going through some difficulties, and I was kind of calling out, and mostly I guess I was calling out to Christ or to that type of persona, and I had a experience where I was suddenly with a man that, for me, there seemed to be Jesus. I knew, however, that this was he appeared as an extraterrestrial that I've seen before. He talked to me for a long time. We sat down and talked, and though I had been calling out and feeling different things, when I got there, all I did was discuss extraterrestrials. It was just like that's all I was there for. And when I got done speaking with him, I looked at him and I asked him, and sometimes I get a little happy and I'm having fun with things, and I was there, but I asked him if I was safe, and he turned and he looked at me and he told me no. And he said that I should begin my work. And I guess after that I began to think, that's when I first started to think about whether gods were extraterrestrials or not, that sort of thing, and Jesus. But I guess my question for you is it possible that I was actually speaking with Jesus, or was this actually an extraterrestrial who just came because I called? He seemed to be, he had no emotion whatsoever, but did seem to be listening to me and caring about what I had to say. I guess I would just like to know what your opinion of that is.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't Jesus of the light, but it could have been somebody coming to represent that, okay, that energy.
Okay.
As I look at the alien that you're talking about, it didn't seem too harmful. At least it wasn't harmful at the time.
No, it was not.
You know, it felt, like you said, pretty neutral. It feels like you possibly have some friends out there, or the ones that you met or whatever in your journeys, that were and are alien. It's hard to say when you met these, or if could have been eons of time ago, but maybe they're watching over you or watching you, and that's probably what happened when you requested to have some information or whatever. They came.
Okay.
So, what's that again?
Me?
Yes, I missed a couple words there.
Throughout the years, I'm intuitive, and I do see and I hear, and I do travel. I remember timelines. I go into the astral, is what I call it. I've seen a lot of things because of that. I mean, I've been into the underground. I've seen the mutations. I've seen a lot of different things, and I've always wondered why I'm drawn to those things, why I see those things. Lots of other people who are like me or who profess to see or to hear spirit don't seem to have the same sorts of experiences that I've had that way, or else I can say that I've just never come across them. This past week, started to listen to you. This is the first I had heard of you. I had received your name before, but this is the first I knew about you. And you are the first person that I've really heard talk about the extraterrestrials in the same way that I have viewed them myself. I'm happy to hear you say you're validating me tonight. So this is really wonderful for me because I have felt friendships with some of the extraterrestrials, but at the same time, I demand autonomy. I want that. I know I don't get it from them necessarily all the time, of course. But that's my stand. That's what I don't agree to anything. I don't, I want to know everything that is being done, and I would choose that. That's kind of my thing. I just wanted to say to you that I am happy to have this opportunity to talk to you, and that you have validated me and some of the things that I know, and I just hope that I can move forward in life and make a difference here. There's sort of this split that I'm seeing, as far as, the ascension, and yes, I would like to ascend. I'm sure most people would say they would like that. At the same time, I'm very much moved by the things that I see going on the planet and the differences that I would like to be able to make myself. And I just heard you for a moment here talking about crashing timelines, that sort of thing. But I wonder, you know, because you say that you should work on yourself first, which I totally agree with, but when we're looking out into the world like that, if we begin to crash timelines or try to move energies or do things to help the Earth or to help all the beings of the planet, do you see that as negative at all in its own way, because you're acting from your own feelings of what you think you should be seeing here? I mean, is there some sort of line that you cross between wanting to do the right thing and yet doing the wrong thing at the same time?
Yeah, I can answer that. Our show's coming to an end, unfortunately. Maybe you could call in again on Friday. What happens is people have emotional issues and situations in their life, and then also physical problems. So when you do a timeline crash, like I mentioned, like, you know, a sore toe, or maybe you have asthma, or, you know, whatever, you're, you know, maybe you have anger or something. When you do a timeline crash for that particular situation, everybody who has been abducted that would be on the same timeline as you, which could be millions of people, are taken off of that. So you're helping everybody by getting them off that timeline, including yourself. So you're not being selfish. You're actually helping a lot of people. And it's not against their free will, because they shouldn't be on it anyway. And so you're bringing back your autonomy.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey. So, wonderful show tonight. And thank you for calling. And I guess, Carrie, we got to go.
Yeah, it sped by. Well, thanks so much. That was a really interesting call. If you want to call in, we'll be here on BBS on Friday, same time, same hour, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, but on Station 2. So do
we
feel
have
free.
Tomorrow also.
Oh, yes, yes. And then, 7 to 9 Pacific.
Time. You can go to TalkStreamLive.com or Micro Effect. And we're gonna. I think we're pretty close. I think to having our BBS show put on TalkStream too. So we'll see what happens with that. That's in the works right now. So blessings, everybody, and thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Thanks. Good night.